All right, welcome back to the Beast Game podcast. And for the third time, another Beast Game member has seen the movie Joker. I expect this podcast to go into a slightly different direction than the first two, because this is a person that continually loves bad movies. So, Keith, what did you think of the Joker?
I liked it.
Oh, God.
I'm going to say I liked it. I enjoyed the movie. And it's just not me trying to be on the opposite side. There was a method to that madness. I saw what they were doing, and I think they executed it well. The way they dealt with mental illness for the Joker is like a guy who was struggling with trying to fit in with the world. At the end of the movie, he just realized, the heck with it. Why am I trying to fit in? Break everything and just laugh. Joy for what it is. And from the outset, they didn't, they played it loose enough with the Batman lore. You can see him returning for the later implementations of Batman, especially with the one that Robert Pattinson coming along.
Okay.
The way they portrayed Joaquin Phoenix did the mental illness, they didn't narrow it down to one thing. He was just a guy struggling and no one was able to help him. And he wanted to fit in, to be normal, but he didn't know what normal was. Playing it in that direction and the way it was shot made him seem tragic. Well, at the same time, he was just as bad. They didn't say he was a good guy or it wasn't his fault. I killed those people and it made me feel good. You're killing people and it makes you feel good. That's not right. Finally, just said, I don't care about being right. And Robert De Niro's character, the voice telling him, you're not a victim in this. You're wrong. You're doing wrong things. And that's what it is. And Joker killed him for it. Flat out killed him because that makes you feel better. There was no ambiguity. He was a villain, but there was a sympathy to him, to his earlier plight and how it went. If he did just have that one person, if Thomas Wayne had come up to him and said, you're my son and I'll take care of you, that would have changed it. But Thomas Wayne's perspective, this is a crazy guy who came to his house and interacted with his son and endangered his son, who had already killed three people, even though he didn't know about it. I like Thomas Wayne portrayal because it's kind of coming out in the comic books later on that Thomas Wayne wasn't really that great of a guy. Thomas Wayne was this dark version of Batman, killing people and taking out crime by just flat out killing them, serving as judge, jury, and executioner. The tone and the way the movie kind of set off, I see it. I understand why you didn't like it, and I understand why Mike didn't like it. I understand your points, but there was something that captured me about that movie, and I think that's what's capturing a lot of other people, audience members. You're sitting there waiting for the jokes to happen and some funny quirk or some big action scene moment, and say you don't get it. You get this introspective moment of a guy just suffering, and the only way he feels good is just by killing people. I was surprised. Came on board just to hate on this movie, and I was like, this is not bad at all.
Why do you do this, Keith? You know this movie sucks. You just don't want to say it.
There you go.
You know this movie sucks.
So, okay, let me ask you this. Do you believe that this movie lived up to the hype that it was given?
Yeah. You got to take out the comic book aspect of it. Now, I'm the first one to say you shouldn't just do that. But don't go in there and expect the MCU or even the DC Universe iterations of comic book stuff. You're not going to get that. This is more along the lines of, if his name had been something else, like the Clown Man or Mr. Clown or something like that, and they'd taken all the comic book references out of it, took out every reference to Batman out of it, you would understand. They weren't trying to do another superhero film. They were taking a very real look at mental illness and a very real look at how a real world character like the Joker would come to be. Now, as for the debate, him and Heath Ledger, I've always said that every person who's played the Joker has something decent to deliver to the role. I don't know what it is about the character, but for whatever reason, no one's really done a horrible iteration of it. Jared Leto's portrayal of him, that's up in the air because most of his work was left on the cutting room floor.
But I believe that every actor brings that little spin to it.
Yeah, completely. Like Heath Ledger brought this whole other version of it, different from Jack Nicholson had played it as more of a comic character, caricature of a villain. Heath Ledger took it to a visceral level. Joaquin Phoenix took it to a point of him being real. Jared Leto's took him to the most batshit insane ideas he can think of and poured it into that character. And this is no different. The weight of all the things that were happening in his life, him having that bad day or a series of bad events happen to him, blaming those bad events to what created him, what brought him to this moment.
And that is why I say this is kind of a spin of the Killing Joke.
Definitely got aspects of it.
The whole thing is, again, Taxi Driver and falling down.
What you and Mike said were spot on. Like, I agree 100%. It's taken a lot of things, but you got to give it to Joaquin Phoenix. That was impressive. Seems to play these offbeat characters, like how Johnny Depp does. But
quirky role.
It was dark in a way that you felt bad for him. I thought I would never feel sad for the Joker. Put it this way. I never thought I would ever feel bad for the Joker.
Well, they humanized him from what everyone has been saying. They humanized him.
It's the trend currently to make sympathetic villains. And this is a whole movie, someone that is potentially a villain in a comic book universe. But they take the realistic approach. This could be Chicago. This could be New York. You have this person dealing with just every aspect of the life is just in total chaos. Job, family, their emotions, their psychological problems. Everything is in chaos. And it's like, okay, well, I just found it boring.
That first hour of the movie is where all this stuff happened. Him going through and laughing and stuff. James, his laughing, there was an emotional response to his pain. Like, I know you're going to think it's funny, but stuff like, he had a condition where he just started laughing. And shit got real. When it gets, the worse it got in his life, the more he would laugh. And you know how the Joker created the laughing gas. What's his ultimate wish for Batman was to make him laugh?
I think that was the Killing Joke, yeah.
Get Batman in the end, tell a joke and make him laugh, or to put a smile on his face. Of course, that could be a euphemism for killing him, doing whatever, but he would laugh uncontrollably at these odd times and just throw out weird cackling laughs. But as the story went on, the laugh would change to being genuine. Complete chaos was happening. Generally started to have fun.
What you're saying is this movie is like a deconstruction and construction of a Joker. So a deconstruction of Alec, what's his name? Fleck?
Arthur Fleck.
Deconstruction of Arthur Fleck and the construction of the Joker.
That's an apt way of putting it. Yes.
Well, it seems like the Beast Game is torn. So I guess I'll have to see this movie now.
Keith is off the podcast.
Now, you'd have to look at it. James, you're the Batman guy. You'll see what I'm talking about. James, like, there is this.
Don't believe him.
There is this undercurrent. Gotham is in complete disarray. It's complete shit. And then Thomas Wayne pops up. He's thinking about running for mayor. He decides to run for mayor. The poor versus the rich thing. And they bring up the point of, why do we need a rich guy to save everyone? Why do we need some rich guy to come along and save everyone? And he puts it very arrogantly, because I know what's best. Comes off as real fucking arrogant. It tweaked something in my memory. I'm like, I could have sworn I read something about Thomas Wayne. He was involved in some shady shit.
Telltale Game, the first Batman, I think Enemy Within.
Yeah, they talked about that.
Crux of that game is that Batman's parents weren't
as squeaky clean.
They were involved with the mafia. How do they make their millions? They made their millions off of other people, killing other people.
Okay, well.
He does it again.
I will tell you when I'm generally going to fuck with you about this. I'll like capture me for a time. And this is not bad. This is not as bad as I thought it was going to be. And then I came away with, okay, so.
You came in with very low expectations, I guess.
But when I came away with it, I came away thinking about the movie. Like, thinking about what was going on. Then remembering Joaquin Phoenix's performance. As he was uncovering stuff about his past and everything, you learn that. He just learned stuff about himself, about the guy. And you're like, okay, I feel bad for him. By the end of the movie, you're like, this dude is, he's a bastard. He's done some shit. He's not to be exactly trusted. He's not a victim in all this. And for good or ill, he's taken his life back at the expense of other people. Definitely a villain. It's not like Venom, where you look at it, he's like, oh, he's a dark hero. He does badass things, but he's still a hero at heart. No, the Joker's a villain.
Oh, you like that movie, yeah.
I fucking hate that movie.
All right, Keith, so you disappoint me, but what score would you give? give Joker?
I'm going to have to watch it again. I will watch it again. So I will give this movie a 7.5.
I knew it.
I give it a 7.5, man. Worth the watch again, and I wish they were not afraid of the comic book roots that it came from. Didn't try to make it so real world. Instead, they made Gotham real. I don't know if that makes sense, but rather than say like, oh, Gotham could be any place.
So my question is this. How in the world is this taking place? Like, okay, so the Joker in the 1980s and Bruce Wayne is what?
No older than 10.
And how old is the Joker in this part? What, his 30s?
Probably a little bit older than that, maybe like 40-something.
Yeah, I mean, up there in age.
Like maybe.
So 40, how the 40, hell? 50. So
well, you'll have the Joker and the Walker, and he'll say like, "Hey, surprise! Look at me! I'm actually not in the Walker. I still got my groove, and let me cause some chaos."
Yeah. He could be an older Joker. He could be someone who Arthur Fleck could have been the guy that inspired the Joker.
Well, guess what? They'll just put Jared Leto in the movie, and this will be a totally different Batman movie. Or you'll have a third Joker.
Are you going to ban him from the Beast Gang? It
already happened. You know?
Like, is he added but muted from every single conversation?
I will retroactively remove Keith from every podcast.
All his scores, you subtract 3 points automatically.
Like, who's so Keith? Eight. Like, what are we talking about right now? Who's Keith? Yeah. All right. That's what I'm talking about.
You can either join forces with the...
The what?
The unimaginative, the cinemaphiles and stuff. What do I call you clowns? Because clearly you all don't know a good movie when you see it.
Bad movie when you see it, all right?
Oh, I know a bad movie, and I can appreciate a bad movie and still call it bad.
I don't know about this Joker movie. It is ultimately forgettable. Another 6 months from now, I guess after this Oscar buzz dies down, no one will be talking about this movie. Except for Keith. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.
I think they will.
Whatever. Stop it. Stop it.
Stop it. They will, man. It's a good fucking movie. I don't understand why you don't like it. Yeah, I can understand why it's not what you were expecting.
I expected a competent movie, and I did not get that.
Expect a clown beat up for... How much, an hour and 30 minutes? A clown getting beat up?
No, Keith said that is integral to the story.
Yes.
And it shows character progression because he went from trying to be accepted, forget acceptance, I can start a movement, which is every movie right now. He is now banned from the podcast again.
You said again.
No, Keith is my friend.
Yeah, I've been banned from the podcast before.
Keith is my friend, but goodbye.